And how about your St. George? I can find it on the map, but tell me where it is in relation to the east and west borders.
It's the far southwest corner,
okay.
About 90 miles from Las Vegas.
Okay. All right. Now, how about your grandmother, your maternal grandmother?
She was born in a place called Colonia del Blan, Mexico. It was a Mormon community there, a settlement.
Mm-hmm.
And they were forced out in 1915 by Pancho Villa. And they came north into Arizona. And then finally, I don't know how... and then she came and she was a teacher. My grandmother was a teacher, I think, and that's when she met my grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about your maternal great-grandparents? What do you know about them?
Oh, not much. I told you a little about my great-grandfather. I think all sides, both sides, the great-grandfathers were polygamous, I think. All 8 of them, whatever the number is there. My mother's side, of course, they living down south. But their occupations, I imagine, farmers,
yeah.
Things like that.
What I'm really concerned about is ultimate ancestry.
Were they from originally?
Yeah, and you know, if you can tell me about the trek, the westward, what you know about their movement westward.
My mother's father's family, the Lees, were from England originally, I imagine, although they became Mormons while they were living, I think it was in New England.
Mm-hmm.
And came west across the plains. In fact, my great-grandmother, the one who became the midwife, walked across the plains when she was young. I think that's right.
Your great-grandmother.
Yeah.
Now, were they Mormons? They were Mormons in England?
Yeah, that family wasn't. A lot of the other families did become Mormons in England. My mother's mother's family, the Mortensons, the ones that came from Mexico, were converted to Mormonism in Denmark.
Uh-huh.
And I think they may have come over. They may have come over as indentured servants, or I guess that they worked some sort of contract where the Mormons in Utah. And would pay their way to Utah, and then they would work a certain number of years to pay off what it had cost to bring them over on the boat.
So you're Danish then on both sides of your family?
Danish and English.
Danish and English on both sides.
Yeah.
So I see.
My father's side, of course.
Yeah.
Madsons are Danish.
Yeah. Now the what can you tell me about your father's people?
Originally, same story.
Yeah, same story. Yeah.
I think they were proselyted out of Denmark. Most of them, the Madsons were. The others, my grandmother's family, were Scotch and mostly English. Right on that sort of border area, by the Humber River, and they were all. They all became members in Europe and then
mm-hmm.
came over either on the boat or walked
mm-hmm.
across the plains.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your mother and your father, you'd call them your...
Parents?
Yeah. And what did you call your father?
Dad.
And your mother?
Mom, I guess. Oh, we usually had nicknames for her.
Okay. Well, you want to tell me those?
No.
Oh, okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's intimate. That's fine.